Welcome to the podcast. It's September 30th. My name is Logan Lachance, and I'm here with Tyler Rood and Amar Pathan. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
So we went to the Word on the Street Festival on Sunday the 23rd, not really knowing what we were going to do there, and more importantly, what we were going to see and experience. So we really went there with no expectations. But it was quite remarkable. I've never been to an event that focuses on literature and an emphasis on community involvement. There were some very interesting authors and books there. For example, one of the first venues that we went to were shared by three authors, and one of them was very enthusiastic on being interviewed when we asked if he wanted to do one. His name is Peter Howe, and he is a Canadian author that is mainly known for his novel called Melvoy's Railroad. And here's the interview.
For like a English assignment.
English podcast presentation about this whole place. So
Right.
tell us how many books you have and what they're about and stuff like that, and if you name.
Well, my name's Peter Howe. I've written three books, and they're all actually quite different. One of them is a poetry collection. Another one is a collection of poems and short stories. And the short stories themselves are from several different genres. Some of them are very gritty, realistic. Some of them are more supernatural. A couple of them are more comedic. And it creates a nice mix for the reader, and it's a challenge for myself. And my third book is my full-length novel. It's about a fictional character telling his life story. The character's name is Charles Melvoy. He's born in Michigan in 1949. He grows up and commits himself to fighting the Cold War. In the process, he fights in Vietnam, and while his military and later on CIA career take off, his personal life really struggles in the meantime. You see him being pulled in these two radically different directions, and you see where his decisions lead not only him, but society as a whole. In fact, the book becomes very relevant to where we are today.
Cool.
It's very hard to condense 435 pages into 30 seconds. So.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So, how difficult is it to write a book? Like, how long does it usually take to write a single book?
I can't tell you. There's thousands of hours. You lose track so easily because you're so passionate about what you're doing. Before you know it, it's like, oh, 9:30. I didn't realize it was that late.
It's like watching TV or something. You already notice the time.
You already notice the time difference.
Yeah, that passionate about it just goes.
Yeah. So when did you first start publishing books?
Well, I started writing about 5 years ago, and I had no idea how to do it, how it was done, what avenues were available, what ones weren't. Eventually, I found out about a thing called self-publishing or independent publishing, depending on who you ask. And there's a lot of different options out there for getting your books made, even if a mainstream publisher doesn't accept your work or won't give you the time of day.
Cool.
And I found about one called CrateSpace, which is a subsidiary of Amazon. And what happens is they allow you to pick certain services so they can print your book, but you maintain ownership of it. And the good thing with them is they're very flexible that you pick and choose which services, because there are some self-publishing companies that say you have to pick this entire huge $3,000 package, and that can be very cost prohibitive. So it's good to have ones that say, okay, well, you can pick and choose which ones you want. If you want to bring in your own designer, your own editor, you're welcome to.
So CrateSpace?
Yes.
It's pretty interesting, yeah. What really interested me about the interview was the website CrateSpace that Peter was talking about, because it lets authors publish their books on a respectable and legitimate website, which is exceptionally better for the author because they keep full possession of their written piece and they get to keep all revenue, or at least more revenue than if they publish with any other source, which allows them to focus on being authors and following their dream.
What intrigues me was the book that Peter focuses on in the beginning, called Melvoy's Railroad. It's a very interesting book, just from reading the basic outline. I'm excited to give it a try.
Peter is a very intelligent author, and I think that his novels are very intriguing. I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to meet him.
The quality of the venue was exceptional. There were various books from various authors that focuses on different genres. For example, a book that caught my eye is called The Game Changer, a collection of poetry. It was made by Peter Howe, the guy we interviewed, and it's about Howe wanting to help society through poetry. The book is about poetry, so I think it would be fun to read and educational at the same time.
The atmosphere as a whole was pretty nice. There was a lot of authors promoting their books, and going on this trip taught us a lot. I learned a lot of the challenges that authors face when writing novels, and how much time it actually takes to write a single book.
Yeah, as Peter said in the interview, it could possibly take tens of thousands of hours to publish a single book, and I think that's pretty crazy.
We weren't able to be there for a long time, so we couldn't possibly go to every single stand and talk to them about the books they published and talk to them in depth. So I think maybe next time there could be two or three separate days or like a full weekend to fully enjoy the experience.
The Word on the Street trip was pretty fun, and I would definitely go again, even if it's just to talk to all the authors about their story and how many books they published and with what source.
Peter is a very intelligent author, and I think that his novels are very intriguing. I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to meet him.
His books are very interesting, especially Melvoy's Railroad, and I'm thankful that I was able to attend this trip. And as a whole, the scenery was cool with all the tents and authors, and it was by the pier, so that was pretty cool as well. Highly recommend giving Melvoy's Railroad a try, like I am, and reading the other books that Peter Howe has published. He really influenced me to want to read Melvoy's Railroad based on his little description of it. And as the event as a whole, I would recommend going to an event like this whenever you can, because you don't know what you're going to miss if you don't go.
I've never been to an event like this before. It was a very different experience compared to other events I've been to. I usually go to sporting events and religious events, but never a literary event with such a big audience. The atmosphere, the weather, the location, the people. It was a perfect day to be there. I will definitely go next year and the years to come.
Overall, this event has been a great experience and has opened our eyes to a much different perspective. I would say that Peter Howe is an amazing writer, person, and role model, and I believe he has a bright future.
So we are at the end of our podcast about the Word on the Street event, and we hope you enjoyed it.